Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 13 of Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Hey. What?
I don't know. I was going to say it, too, but then I was like, you said it better. So I, like, left it alone, but whatever. On this week's show, we want to talk about zombies.
Why?
Well, because that's the topic in segment one. It's zombies.
Wait, it says zombies right there?
No, it also says, and also, we're going to talk about the best song to fight zombies to. On the second segment, no, you're not feeling that? No?
I'm feeling it.
Oh, okay, cool, because that was going to make for a really weird show if my co-host was just not feeling it. But since you're seven and you fart a lot, we know what's up. And then also, as we're finding out, the second half of the show is being owned by questions from parents together, and I've got two doozies for you. But you're going to have to wait to check them out on this week's Potato
Salad
Marmalade. Kick it. Welcome to this week's show. I'm Dad, and I'm being weird.
And this week's topic is zombies.
Yes.
Who knows what mysterious stuff can be hiding in the mist? What, you waiting for me?
I was just confused because you took it to a really dark place, and now I don't want to have my back to the window.
Some storytale.
I gotta be honest with you. There's only one monster that I'm scared of.
What?
Your mom without coffee.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Are you scared of her without coffee?
I was making a joke. It was like a joke. It's like it's a thing that men, husbands do. They make wife jokes. You know what I'm really scared of?
What?
Zombies.
Wait, really?
Yes, because they're undead.
Then why did you do on episode 5 that joke about zombies? You would have been afraid of that.
I can make jokes about things I'm scared of. I'm scared of toddlers. I had one. I used to crack jokes about babies all the time when you were little.
You cracked jokes about me?
Yep, all the time.
After this episode, I don't want to be mean right in the middle of the episode.
It's not in the middle. It's the very beginning.
Be mean right after the episode.
It's literally like 4 minutes in max.
But after the episode, I will kick my dad in the butt.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Because don't make jokes about myself.
Okay.
I don't even want to hear you making jokes about my baby childhood.
Baby childhood.
Don't even start making jokes. Oh, heh.
Oh, he made the hand gesture, I'm watching you. And I gotta...
No, it's I'm keeping my eye on you.
Well, that actually is the exact same thing. I'm watching you, and I'm keeping my eye on you. They're the same thing. Although, if I'm keeping my eye on you, it would be just this one. As I point at one eye, and then point at you, and then make a gun's eye. I'm shooting eyeballs at you. All right, anyway, let's talk about zombies. Why am I scared of zombies? They're undead. Do you know what that means?
They... they can't be killed.
They've already died once.
What the?
And they've not died. They just didn't die. They're like, yeah, I died already. I got shot, and I'm just not dead. That's just not my thing. I don't want to do that. It didn't stick. It's not a sticky process for me. It's not gonna hold.
Actually, an arrow could go right through a zombie.
Well, it's still meat. It's still man or woman or dog.
And actually, sometimes if you stick an arrow in a part of a zombie that has no bones, you want to know something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can actually rip it off.
Holy cow, that's gross.
Yeah. And it's one thing I've experienced in my life. Watching Monster Squad and seeing a kid stab a stick into Dracula and then wait for him and then let go of the stick and let Dracula just fly through the portal.
Okay, so here is the deal. So let me, zombie itself is a Haitian French. You know what Haiti is?
What?
In the Caribbean. It's a Haitian French word, zombie, with no E on the end. Or Haitian Creole word, zombie. It's a mythological, undead, corporeal revenant created through the reanimation of a corpse. So they would bring it back to life. They're most commonly found in horror and fantasy genre works. So obviously we know what they're found in, scary movies or like fantasy stuff. Like,
wait a second. S. Horn S. Smith.
No, I don't think he's free today.
Oh, yes. Oh, Carter. Oh, you call, I answer. What's up?
S-Horn, have you ever witnessed a zombie since your friend and I was talking about, you know?
Oh, I saw Titanic and I had to wait in line for 4 hours to get in, and I was a virtual zombie at work the next day.
No, I mean, like, have you witnessed a real one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to let you down, little one, but I have never messed with the corporeal revenant that is a zombie. I'll see you later. If you want some macaroons, I made some. They're downstairs in my room.
Okay, well, that was the least engaging he's ever been.
Dad, look behind you. I see a zombie.
Oh, boy. I gotta be honest with you. Mr. Anderson looks very skinny. He's scratching at the windows, and he looks very, very thin. Don't you think he looks
good? I don't think that's in Mr. Anderson. I think that's a zombie.
Well, it was Mr. Anderson. Look at him. He just doesn't have his toupee on. His hair is missing. He's bald. Duh.
Do you see any green skin?
Yes, and I can smell him through the window. Yucky, yucky.
He's a zombie.
Yes, Mr. Anderson is a zombie, and we should have him as a pet.
Dude, you said you were afraid of zombies.
The only way I'm going to get over this fear is to have a zombie pet. Let me open the window. Let me see if I can do this. No, I immediately changed my mind. I don't want a zombie pet.
I knew you were going to design that.
I have a signed,
that's creepy.
I have a signed copy of Shaun of the Dead. I know better than to have a zombie in the shed under my deck.
What's Shaun of the Dead?
Oh, really great zombie movie. When you're old enough, you can watch it.
Kids, when you're old enough to, you can watch it.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you're giving him permission.
Well, wait, how old do kids have to be in order to watch it?
It's really up to their parents, to be honest. Like, if I said you have to be 13 to watch a movie like that, that doesn't mean it was the same for friends.
Wait, you would have to be 13 to watch it?
No, I didn't say that for everybody. I'm just throwing out a number. No, if I had my way, you'd be watching it with me now. It's just your little brain is so different. so special, so childlike, so innocent. Why are you making zombie noises? That's messed up.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. That was a zombie. I just saw another zombie, which was not Mr. Anderson.
At least you're acknowledging that he was Mr. Anderson.
Why do I hear someone knocking on the door a lot? Let me open the door. Brains! Oh my god! I'm never opening that door. Guess what I saw?
Your mom looking for coffee?
A horde of zombies!
You're able to close the door with a horde of zombies out there and you're 7?
Dude, remember I could squash a zombie's arm with a door.
Oh, you did mention that before.
Yeah, sure thing. They're actually just like Jell-O. Brains. Yeah, I'm not opening that door. If you want to, I'm okay with that. I'm staying over here in the corner, and I am never coming out of this office unless I need a drink.
We got enough drinks in the Pro Pack.
No, I mean like if we run out of water in the Pro Pack.
We won't. I'll climb down the window.
Climb down the window?
Yep, I'll be fine.
Okay.
I can pull this off, I think.
Okay. Do you want to go mountain climbing? Or something other than spending time in the house because...
What?
Oh. There's a zombie!
Okay.
I don't want to do...
No, I gotta be honest with you. I think your fear is running away from you. That's a pair of black winter gloves. That is not a zombie.
I'm not talking about that. There's zombies.
Oh, you're talking about those outside. Okay.
If you're going to be like, I love zombies, I'll push you out there and not let you get out.
Oh, that's messed up that you would do that to your father.
Did you see that?
I ignored it. And also...
Okay. No. Let me open it again. Brains! Brains! Do you see? Brains! Brains! Brains!
Hey, Carter.
Brains!
Are you just trying to scare me?
No.
Because I gotta be honest with you. I'm looking down the hallway right now, and you know what I see?
What?
Your mom with a coffee. I think you're messing with me. You're messing with me because you know I'm scared of zombies.
I am not.
Is that what this is about?
Wait, I think I hear some more.
No, I don't. I see. What are you doing, Carter? Carter, are you stamping your foot on the floor?
No.
I'm looking at you doing it currently. You are doing.
No, I'm not.
Are you trying to scare me?
No.
Is this because I came into your room and crawled into your bed and started tickling you while you were asleep?
You never did that.
That wasn't you?
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Who did I tickle then? Open the door. I think your mom's coming in. Hey, yeah, what's up, Trey? Yeah, you can close that door. Yeah, you weren't kidding, actually. You can close that door. That was, scary. So I guess we're just gonna wait it out. That was gross. So anyway,
For the next few episodes, we're going to shut the door and lock the door. I'll do that right now. It's true, I actually locked the door, and I am never going out there ever again.
Okay. I mean, whatever you want to do for safety. Let's keep ourselves safe.
Okay. Let's keep this locked.
Okay.
And just for safety reasons, if you guys ever actually witness a zombie.
You gotta be, actually, I gotta be honest with you. You know what the lesson is here? You know what the lesson is here, Carter?
What?
You gotta be careful what you wish for. I wanted to talk about zombies, the origin of zombies, how to kill a zombie, coolest sword for zombie fights, whether or not we need like a big sword versus a ninja sword, samurai sword, what kind of sword made sense. And now we are trapped in a house with zombies, and your mom is trolling around with them looking for a coffee, and she's just blending in. And I think that is it's not good. So let's take a break. Maybe we'll be able to clear these zombies out of our house here on
Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Oh God, we're in so much trouble.
Why?
Because she sees the zombies.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
Welcome back. I'm Sean.
And I am Carter.
And this is the show where we talk about books called Books and Stuff. Carter, we were just talking about the phenomenal book, Watershed Down. How did you feel about the main character turning into a turnip at the end of the book?
Very amusing.
It was sad at first, but then it was funny because you realized it was a metaphor for modern existence. How did you feel?
Good. I felt funny.
You felt funny? Did it make your tummy rumble and then make you hungry for a bowl of chowder?
Yes.
I felt hungry for a bowl of chowder. And you know what I did?
What?
Instead, I had some potato
salad
marmalade. We're back. Gonna do some questions from parents together with my little man, Carter. I'm Sean. That's the co-host.
Carter. We're both co-hosts.
Well, no. Okay, never mind.
Hosting co-hosts.
Okay, and there's one question this week. There's one really good question this week. Do you want to know what it is?
What?
So something just got released from the Space Force. It's called the Beta Gamma. What does it look like, and what does it do?
Beta Gamma?
It's called the Beta Gamma.
To be honest...
Take a second. I'll talk about it. Did you just literally burp?
Yes.
You're a gross little boy.
To be honest... Can you do the first half? What does it look like?
Yes, what does it look like? The Beta Gamma. Space Force just released the Beta Gamma. What does it look like? What is it?
No, I'm asking you.
You want me to tell it?
Yeah, because last few episodes, we haven't done questions from me for you.
No, we never do questions for me. They're always for you. People don't want to hear from me. They want to hear from you.
Dude. Some parents are mysterious. Who knows what their life is like?
I'm going to say some parents are gypsies and they live in a van covered in scarves.
Right now I look like a hipster.
Yeah, you do with that haircut. You should put on a sweater vest and some tight pants and roll them up funny. Some bowling shoes.
Why would I look like a hipster?
I don't know. I just thought that would be a funny thing for you to do.
Be a hipster.
Yeah, I guess. Once I get my mustache back, we'll be in hipster harmony.
HH. Hipster harmony.
All right, so what's the Beta Gamma? What does it do? What does it do? Space Force puts it out, the Beta Gamma.
To be honest, Beta is an upgrade. Means upgrade, I think.
Okay, that's good. It's an upgrade to what?
Gamma was the other half of the name.
Yes, Beta Gamma.
Gamma?
It's a particular type of wave. It's the type of wave that made the Incredible Hulk. Gamma waves.
Gamma wave?
Watch your little eyeballs flip around. Thinking.
Oh my gosh.
What do you got?
Ice cream rocket ship.
It's an ice cream rocket ship. Okay.
And it shoots ice cream cones.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
You come up with the other details.
No, it's not for me, but
no,
I will.
No, it's for you, too.
Okay, you want me to? So it's an ice cream rocket ship, and it deploys out of, it's not from a normal rocket ship base, okay? It shoots out of Jacksonville, Florida. It shoots out of the parking lot at the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium. Yes, because the Shah and the Khans who own it, the team, they created this Beta Gamma, and these soft serve ice cream cones have special swirls of flavor down the outside of the swirl. Pick it up. Keep going.
When an ice cream cone blaster fires and it fires on something, it fires ice cream, and then ice cream fires farts.
Big on farts.
Ooh, wait, how about it? Farts.
No, it's not. No
wait,
one
how about the ice
fighter.
Cream cone farts beans, then the beans fart.
Carter,
farts.
You realize no one would want these ice cream cones. No one would pick something up that knowingly had just come out of a fart.
Yes.
The only way people would pick something up out of a fart would be if I farted and $100 bill was sitting in the fart cloud. And someone was like, oh, $100 bill. Well, thank you, Sean. And I'd be like, you're welcome. And there's another $100 bill. That's the only way someone would do it. Ever. So, can we keep the farts out?
No. I would like the fart because I am a farting man.
You're farting man.
On to the next question.
No, what was the other half? What is? So we know what it does.
Okay.
Okay, so you go to the moon. And you're in one of the pools that Jeffrey the astronaut told us about. And there's a cow there. And he offers you a glass of milk. What color is the milk?
Purple.
We're on the same page, dude. I was thinking purple. Yeah, so what's the cow's name?
Cow's name? Fred.
Fred the cow? So Fred, he's a boy cow, so he's a bull giving
yes.
you purple milk.
And
that's problematic.
And when he's getting attacked, he shoots. He pulls out a cannon, and you want to know why they call him Fred?
Oh gosh, why?
Because when he pulls out his bazooka, he says, "Fred, you did." Because they rhyme, and then he starts shooting.
Nice.
Shooting Fred, bazookas
Fred,
at
dead.
Random harm.
Random harm. Just causing damage everywhere.
Yes.
I like it.
It's Fred the superhero.
I got another question.
Or Fred, you're dead.
So, on the other planets in the solar system, all the ones that we can get to via that celestial body of water or the various slides that Jeffrey the astronaut told us about a couple weeks ago, which other planets play soccer?
Play soccer?
Yeah. Which other planets?
Uranus, Neptune, Mars.
Wait, Uranus plays soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another. There, on Uranus, there's Fred's sister.
Oh, okay.
Cannon.
Oh, what's her name?
Cannon.
Her name is Cannon?
Yeah.
And why is her name Cannon?
Because she has a cannon.
Oh, that's pretty on the nose.
But her nickname is Cammy. Because they call
Cammy
her...
Cammy goes whammy.
Yeah. That's a good one. Cammy goes whammy.
Okay. I want to see how well you know commercials.
How I know commercials?
I'm going to say a motto right now from a commercial, and I want to see if you can tell me the brand. Tap the Rockies. It's a beer.
Mug?
A beer.
Oh, beer?
Yes, a beer. Tap the Rockies. Do you know beer? Because I don't drink, so maybe you don't.
I don't watch TV that much.
And also because I don't drink, you don't know beer.
Mountain Dew?
That's soda. Okay, that's fine. How about this one? We win a lot because we punch you in the face.
What the?
That's a really good motto. They make a lot of money.
Make a lot of money?
Yep. We win a lot because we punch you in the face.
Can you...
They work in real estate.
Real estate?
Buy and sell homes. That's Clubber One. Punch you in the... That's not real. I made that one up.
Clubber One.
I made all of that up. I made that up on the spot. Want another one? I'll make up another one. Here we go. Tell me if this sounds real. Adventure into furniture. Does that sound real?
Fake.
Fake.
Adventure into furniture.
How about this one? Trees should die.
Fake.
I got one better. I got one better. Here you go. Gotta sleep somewhere.
Fake.
That's not real. They're more than great coats.
Okay, that one doesn't make sense.
That they're more than great coats.
Fake.
That's real.
Really?
It's Burlington Coat Factory. They're more than great coats.
Why do you kick my pro pack?
Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. How about this one? I'm loving it.
McDonald's.
Yes, very good. How about put some smack in that face?
Fake.
Put some smack in that face. How about
put some smack in that face?
How about a handful of this will make your tum tum yum yum.
Fake.
The best sliced thing since boogers. How about this one? How about you couldn't bite anything tastier than this off a dog?
Fake.
Are you sure though? You sure that one's fake? You might want to think again.
Yes.
Okay. Crap. There's some really bad ones too. I can't remember all the bad ones right now. If you guys are listening right now, send them in to potatosaladmarmalade@gmail.com. Please hook us up with the really, really bad mottos. I'm just making some up. Can you try? You try one.
Farting on the dog makes a fart dog.
Fart dog does make that. Sounds like I want fart dog. You want to know what makes...
We put the mountain in the dew.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, wait, hold on. Cry on what squeezes us. All right, and that's going to be it for this segment, guys.
No, I want some more.
No, I'll give you one
more.
I'll give you one more, and then we'll break. All right, here we go. These gloves will make you cry. All right, we're going to break, guys. On the other side of the break, we'll be right back with things we learned this week here on Potato
Salad
Marma.
Wait.
You're out of breath. I love this.
Welcome to the Supporters Corner.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Supporters Corner here, Potato Salad Marmalade. Just want to reach out to our friends and loyal listeners. Say thank you to those of you that are already supporters. For those of you that are loyal listeners, for $1 a month, Carter, tell them what they can do.
They can help us grow our podcast.
They can help us get new shirts so that we don't smell so much.
And a Ferrari.
And these are the kind of things that are important to us because, one, I have a wife and she needs me to be washed. And two, Carter's got a reputation in the community to uphold, and that's of a clean boy with a Ferrari. All kidding aside, we're having a lot of fun, so thank you guys so much for your support so far. Potato Salad Marmalade would be nothing without you listening and checking us out. What do you say, Carter?
Thank you. Yes, thank you for doing it.
Thank you. No, thank you.
What did we learn this week, Dad?
I learned a lot of stuff about science and cows. I learned about Fred, you're dead, the most important and powerful cow in the galaxy, and his purple milk. His purple milk.
His purple milk, to be clear, or purple cow milk. His brand is actually called purple cow milk.
What did you learn, Carter?
I learned that if you fart on a dog, you get a fart dog.
That's pretty true. I also learned that I never want to talk about zombies again, so don't bring it up.
Can we actually visit a zombie?
No, I don't want to talk about zombies, and we're probably not going to be able to leave the office here for a good 20 to 30 more minutes. And what did you learn, Carter?
I learned that it's hard to actually figure out which is ice cream cones and actually fart ice cream cones.
I learned that you gotta cry on what squeezes us. But you know what we already knew, Carter?
What?
We already knew that we don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 ba
burrito jalapeno.